Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Down deep in LC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside the newbie, Mike G, hailing from Arkansas. And we're back today to talk a little bit of Manny Pacquiao and Lucas Matisse. They have officially made their fight official. So we reported numerous times that this fight seemed to be in jeopardy, but despite the rumors that their fight would be pushed back and that the 8-division world champion Manny Pacquiao and the Argentine knockout artist Lucas Matisse La Machina would not meet. But today, very credible source Lance Pugmire released information saying that he was told that the financial requirements were met. So this is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about the fact that this is a success, that we do have another Manny Pacquiao fight with a credible opponent of the name Lucas Matisse. We'll, dissect the fight a little bit more, but definitely breaking you this news and probably in and out, really up to you guys. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Let me go ahead and introduce Mike. Mike, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on? I hear myself. But hey, what's going on? I'm here with you today, ready to talk about this Manny Pacquiao. I'm so very excited that the fight is happening. I think him and Lucas Matisse will be a excellent fight. It's a good thing for the fans in Malaysia that the fight is happening and not going down the drain. And I hope to see the winner in the ring versus Terrence Crawford.
I mean, and you know what, to be honest, that is probably the direction that the winner will take. I'm not necessarily sure if the winner is Manny Pacquiao. Will he go down that Terrence Crawford route, especially when he's already been publicly, you know, saying that he didn't want to fight Crawford? But if Manny could get a win, he's in that welterweight division. Can you think of any other welterweight champions that Manny may consider dancing with? And I guess make some financial sense.
There's no champions that I would think of right off the bat, but there is a man named Amir Khan that will be a huge fight between him and Manny Pacquiao. I think the British fans would appreciate Manny coming over to the UK and fight, because I believe that that fight, if it was to happen, that fight would have to be in the UK because of the business aspect of the sport. Because right now, as we see, Manny is just going out and trying to find the biggest payday that he can, because I guess the relationship with Ty Brink is not what it was.
That is true, man. But we're about, what, 2 weeks short from the night, and Pacquiao and Lucas Matisse, they'll get it on. And, you know, we'll probably be doing an immediate reaction to that fight, obviously. But the worries are off, because not only has the money been made official, but also the officials are official. So the referees have been selected. The undercard has been selected. So much has happened. We have to believe that this fight is moving forward. Plus, Lance Pugmire, very credible guy. And if he says he's got the word, he's got the word. Look, I'm I'm happy to see Manny back. And Lucas is a decent opponent. Never truly a official welterweight, Mike, but I mean, still in all, Manny has never been an official welterweight either. So it's a decent sized matchup for one another, right? Or is Manny a given here in the win?
I believe it's a decent sized matchup. You had Oscar coming out and saying that he believes that Lucas Matisse could be the end of Manny Pacquiao. I don't know about all of that because Lucas didn't look very impressive in his last outing, even though he got a knockout in the sixth or seventh round. But before that, he looked lethargic, sluggish, and you could tell that he has been off for a while. But I'm hoping come July 14th that all that changes and we get a great fight.
Quick shout out from the Super Chat. I believe it's Jay in the 209, right? That's Stockton. Saying good show and respect. Obviously, he's a day one caller. Obviously, I know that. Jay, thanks for the Super Chat, for checking in with us. We are officially hunting down 76,000. We're at 75,987. So do your part to get us over that 76,000 mark and have TBV crush a new milestone. I think there's not much to say here, Mike. I mean, I don't know. What's your final thoughts before we open up these phone lines? The number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time if you want to voice your opinion. This was just a quick report. Since this fight was rumored to be in jeopardy, we wanted to give you the at least, you know, A-OK, the stamp of approval from TBV that we believe this fight is happening in 2 weeks so you can try your best to try and, well, ESPN will be viewing this, right, Mike? It'll be on the ESPN Plus app because Bob doesn't have anything to do with it, but he is servicing the streaming of it.
It will definitely be on the ESPN Plus app. And the only thing that I can really say about this fight is God bless July 14th, and can we get it soon enough?
Well, we just got our counterpart jump in. Let's introduce him from the Garden State, Doomsday, the amateur lioness.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal, the most vicious, and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Legend of the Conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Air Force. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! Boxingwiz.com.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Lunchtime with TBV. What's going on? Talking about this Manny Pacquiao fight, right? And definitely going to happen. It's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to it. I know it's going to be in Malaysia. I know it hasn't been a big fight like this in Malaysia since that Ali fight, right? So I'll say I'm looking forward to the fight. It's happening. And did you guys touch on the zone at all?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who are you, sir? And where's Doomsday?
Doomsday.
Why does your voice sound like that? And I've
been sick.
Did we touch on the zone? Are you sick or did you lose a brain cell or two? Title says Manny Pacquiao, Lucas Matisse. Money's official. Fight is happening. What do you think of this style matchup? Oscar's running around saying that Lucas could be the end of Manny.
I don't think so. I mean, people keep saying that, but nah. Not Lucas Matisse.
Style matchups, though, at this age, is Manny still as fast as he was or fast enough to stay out of the Lucas Matisse danger?
I mean, it's not whether he, you know, how old he is in order for him to be fast. You know what I mean? If you want to just compare, in comparison to age and the ability to still fight at the top, you know, Floyd did it. And just because Manny's lost doesn't mean that Manny's, you know.
Yeah, but Manny's also proven to not be Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, but what I mean is just that, you know, just regarding to his age, he's still fast. He's still very fast. He still punches hard. I mean, maybe that animal instinct that you know, we talked about maybe a few fights ago, you know, before Manny. You know, he probably lost his killer instinct, maybe something like that. But his speed is still there. I think he's still dangerous too. You never know. He might just stop Lucas Matisse. I know for this matchup.
That would be perfect for his career, to be honest with you, Doomsday, because right now, like, people are coming off that. You're either like, yo, Manny's old, or, man, Manny lost to Jeff Horn, or Manny isn't the same. Like, there's no where's the popularity? Where's his fan base that still believes he could beat guys?
It's crazy because I know after the performance against Jeff Horn and that being his last fight, you know what I mean? Everybody's looking to compare him. You know, as a fighter, you're as good as your last fight, right? And, you know, his last fight against Jeff Horn, he didn't put him away. A guy that everybody expected to be, you know, put away.
After that Jeff Horn fight, nobody believes in him, bro. That's just the honest truth at this point.
And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, you know, it's not like Jeff Horn ain't a tough guy. You know what I mean? He's a tough guy. He's great, great, great chin. So, you know, it's not like he did this against some whatever guy. But, you know, the fans are hard sometimes.
Yeah, but then you got a guy like Terrence Crawford who moves up, isn't a natural welterweight. And, yeah, you know, we see the skill. We know that he's special, but he moves up, destroys Jeff Horn, where we always thought Manny was special. He didn't look quite special on that night. He looked mediocre.
And how about Lucas? Lucas fought, who did he fight his last fight?
Well, he got that orbital bone broken by Victor Postal. Then he, came back versus Emmanuel Taylor, I believe.
Yeah.
And not really sure who else. So I would have to box Recky Mop.
So, like, you know, where's everybody? Where's everybody just leaning towards Lucas and Lucas finishing him? Like, I don't see it. I just don't see it. I know that Lucas can be a dangerous fighter, but I just don't see him stopping Manny. And you know, him fighting.
Well, Lucas is coming off of the Emmanuel Taylor win, and oh yeah, he beat that guy on HBO.
Karam,
you know, come from behind knockout, right? Or like, definitely a needed knockout. Mike, cat got your tongue?
Was that the guy that was sniffing that stuff over in the corner?
Oh, yeah. Was it him?
That was versus Cotto. No, was it Cotto or was it him?
No. You talking about Kama guy?
Yeah, Kama guy. He was over there like he had that little herbal.
Some leaves or something.
He was over there sniffing the shit out of it.
A little tea jar or some shit.
But when Doomsday talks about Manny not being stopped by Matisse, I kind of believe him. I mean, when's the last time Matisse has knocked out somebody of that caliber? You know, John Molina, Roberto Ortiz. He went a decision with Ruslan, and Ruslan's a tough guy. So you knock him out, you definitely show some power. You know, Victor Postal, he didn't knock out. And instead, Josh Taylor. What, did Josh Taylor go the distance?
Yes, he went all 12 with him.
Oh, yes, the damn. Josh Taylor ain't even doing it. Nobody's done it yet. But yeah, I just don't see those high level knockouts except for Lamont Peterson. That's like, That's the highest level. You know, I mean, a Josie was good at his time, but he was never elite. Like, so, you know, and then Devin beat Lucas. You know, so it's like, can he knock out Matisse? I mean, can Matisse knock out Manny? And also, will he just end up falling behind on the cards?
How much do we think that Lucas has left in the tank? Do we believe that Lucas is going to?
No. I think Lucas might be more on E than Manny. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. Like, look at his – I mean, look at Manny's fights, right? Undefeated Jeff Horn and now Lucas Matisse. Look at Lucas' fights, Emmanuel Taylor and Karam. Like, it's different, a different caliber. But whatever. Let's go out to the phone lines. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 sign of voice opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. You could also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Just remember to send a friend request. We must be friends in order to be part of the show. Let's go out to a word from our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to 510-375. Is Donald, is this you? Guess not.
Yep.
Oh, it
What's
is.
What's up, man?
Gotcha. What's up, brother?
I think you got a great analogy. Like, I agree with you. I think, I think Matisse is probably more on E than Manny is on E. And this fight here, I think, is a great matchup because you got two guys from 140 who are fighting at 147. So I think it's a fair size matchup because neither one of these guys are a full welterweight. And what can make this be more interesting is if Keith Thurman does not keep his August 4th date, I think Keith Thurman could be stripped of the WBA Super for very much inactivity. And that can make things be very more interesting if somehow one of these two guys could either become the super champion, which would make it more enticing for one of these two guys to be the winner to unify with Terrence Crawford. But I do think that if Manny Pacquiao wins, I don't think Manny Pacquiao will go into a Terrence Crawford fight because he's had that opportunity and he's never taken it. I think that if Lucas Matisse somehow pulls off the win, I think Matisse would probably look for that fight with Crawford, more of like a payday and more of a risk taker than Manny is. But I think Manny, if he wins, I could probably see Manny going into that Amir Khan fight, although they were talking about it before and it never happened. So it's a lot of ifs and does this happen or does that happen? Does Manny win? Does Lucas win? And does Keith Thurman keep his August 4th date? And if he doesn't, does he get stripped? And if he does, you know, it's like a, you know, it's so many different things that could make this situation be more interesting. I mean, because the only thing is that if nobody gets that WBA super belt, if Keith Thurman misses his August 4th date, they can't unify the WBA regular with Terrence Crawford's WBO. So, you know, I don't see where that happens from there. So the only way that that comes to unification with Crawford is if the WBA super comes available and they're elevated.
So, Dono, how do you see that fight playing out?
Oh, man, it's like, damn, Manny couldn't pull the trigger on Horn, although I can't really hold that too much over his head because Horn is very durable. But let's say if Manny was able to pull the trigger and get Horn out of there in the ninth round, then we'd be looking at this totally different. We'd be saying that Pacquiao's probably going to knock out Matisse. And then Matisse, he didn't look so good against in that fight with that I think the Vietnamese guy. I mean, that fight was looking real ugly, and he was looking real sluggish. But he kind of got the knockout, which that knockout, it looked really fake to me. So, oh, man, like I said, I could go on all day about this one. It's just really hard to pinpoint which way it's going to go. I'm just going to sit back and watch and see what happens, you know.
Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in, Donald. We appreciate it. We're going to go out to Rick in Denver. Talk to us.
Yo, I'm really happy to see that this got finalized. We're going to see these two guys in there. There's not going to be a knockout in this fight. This will go to a decision. I think it's really even. I agree with you guys in saying that. I think Manny might have little bit more of the edge. I agree. But, you know, how sure are you thinking that whoever wins this fight would go to Terrence? Because I feel for a hardcore fan, that's going to be a no contest fight. Terrence Crawford wipes the fucking ring with either one of these guys. I think the Khan fight would be a little bit more exciting just on, they're a little bit more comparable to style. And I just think that would be a more exciting fight. What do you think of that?
Yeah, we know Terrence Crawford would like wipe the floor with like both of them, but Bob needs opponents for Terrence. So going down this route might be the best route for him. And I do believe that the Amir Khan fight will be more even if he faces either Manny or Lucas.
Yeah, and I got to agree with you on the keeping Terrence relevant, keeping him out there, keeping him busy, keeping him working. I love watching him fight. I'll always watch, but just like I said, just from a hardcore's perspective, that isn't a very exciting Saturday night fight for me. It's like that's going to be a couple rounds and it's probably over.
It'll be better than it was this Saturday.
Yeah, and that was another thing. You guys watched that Top Rank card on Saturday? What? That was a hell of a fight.
Rick.
I
just want to remind everyone that you're from the Mile High city of Denver, and that's why you thought that was a hell of a fight.
That's a bloodbath and a half, brother.
Oh, you're talking about Salcido. I thought you were talking about Ramirez and the snooze fest.
No. Yeah. The Top Rank card on Saturday evening.
So, Rick, let me ask you, if you had to choose between that fight and Herd versus Lara, which one would you pick?
And that Herd-Lara fight was really awesome. I really enjoyed that one, too. I don't know, man. You know, I'm not on that Herd train. I might be the only one that's not, but he hasn't really impressed me too much yet, even though, I mean, he's had some really good fights, but I'm just not on all the hype for him yet. But
Rick, slow down, Rick. He just beat one of the best fighters at 154. A guy that has had 9 or 10 title of defenses, and Aris Landi Lara. And you saying he hasn't impressed you any?
No, he has impressed me, but I'm just not on the hype train, man. I mean, he's a good fighter, but I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one, but I personally thought the fight that we watched on Saturday, and forgive me, I can't remember those two boys' names, but that was like a Mexican style brawl for me, bro. I just love that kind of.
Rick, thanks for calling in, swinging and punching after the bell. You got Georgie over here sending me death threats. So.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all day. I'm not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Nah, go out, great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo! What's happening, people? Rocky Lackey. Mr. Manny Pagia. Against Matisse. Yo, did Matisse grab that strap from that dive that the fucking Vietnamese dude took? The WBA shit.
What?
The strap that they're going to fight, they're fighting for the WBA fucking intern, so regular, some bullshit bill.
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, did Matisse for this Vietnamese dude and that dude took a dive to how he got the fucking strap?
Well, yeah, Matisse knocked him out.
I gotta agree with Georgie. That knockout didn't look legitimate.
That shit was fucking bogus as hell. Listen, bro. Yo, Mike, welcome to the show.
What's good, baby?
I heard that you were educated, man. You got degrees and all that.
I try to be.
School of Hard Knocks over here. TVB's the Thunderdome. So I'm expected to last some. Anyways, I want to tell everybody out there to support the channel. Really important to get the time up and donate. Because when people get united, that's when movement happens. That's how Manny Pacquiao got a country behind him. That's the beauty. Manny Pacquiao going to fight in his grandpa's days. And people, winning or losing, going to go and fucking take the money out of the wallet. That's my call. Everybody up there, donate support. I'm outie.
Georgie, thank you for calling in.
I must say it's been a pleasure to firsthand witness a Georgie call. I've been listening for a long time, bro, and we appreciate your calls.
Yeah,
Yeah. Georgie's, listen, Georgie is the definition of the show, right? Because it's like, he said it, it's a Thunderdome. Like, this is boxing. This isn't fucking ballet or the opera where we're supposed to be quiet and they're shushing you. No, this is boxing. Like, people fight in the stands. We throw beers at Adrian Broner in Texas. Like, this is boxing. So if you're expecting, like, proper language and for people to treat you with the utmost respect, get the fuck out of here. There is nationalism all in boxing. We support our fellow countrymen. We support the stories that we believe in, the stories that we choose to back. That is how it works. It is no different than any other sport that has fanatics. You know what I mean? Those people wear jerseys. Like, at least we ain't running around with fucking Floyd Mayweather jerseys, right? I mean, some of us do. We got TMT hats and shit. Some of us really do. We put on the Triple G shirts and all that shit. So, like, yo, boxing is passion, and TBV was built on that passion, because without each and every one of us, the boxing fan, there is no fucking sport. So,
in my opinion, boxing is the epitome of everyday life. You get knocked down, you get back up, you face adversity, and you got to come through it the best way you know how. And boxing describes that the best.
Exactly. Boxing is the essence of the underdog story. So if you're being slapped around, fucking put your hands up, guard your grill, knuckle up.
I want smoke.
Let's go out to Scorsese. I don't know if Doomy knows that he's muted. He's just been, his lips just moving like a little fucking...
He ain't saying shit in an hour, boy. I'm like,
come on. No, he's just moving his mouth and he's laughing. I'm like, yo, is he watching TV?
Nah, man. I'm watching the chat. Sorry, guys. I'm a little sick, man. I'm going in and out of the sniffles here.
No doubt. Let me get out to Scorsese then.
Hey, you just mentioned AB. I got an opponent for AB. Victor Ortiz.
That's a good fight. And it'll do great numbers, but it's not a $10 million Floyd did $50 million five fight deal, if that's what you're talking about.
I don't know if he got that money or not.
Okay. So we're just talking. No, because I wanted to make sure, because that's like the new thing. Everybody's like, oh, he got this $50 million deal, $10 million a fight. So I wanted to make sure what we're talking about. If we're just matchmaking for AB, yeah, that's a phenomenal fight for AB.
Yeah, I want to see that fight.
But you know he could lose that. Like, Victor does land punches, and he hits hard.
Yeah.
You got to hit harder than Victor to take his heart. It's all about the heart. Can you take his heart?
That's why I won't see it. But this Pacquiao-Matisse fight, I can't even shit on it. Like, I want to see this, too. Like, it's Matisse at the end, no doubt. Maybe it ain't the end. Maybe it's a rejuvenation, and Pacquiao is – he still whoop your ass if you ain't careful. Like, Jeff Horn had to go through hell. So I'm like, yeah, this is dope, but I don't know what Bobber I'm trying to hate or take it out. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, he's not hating because he was always streaming it. Like, you're gonna see it on ESPN because of Bob. So he's never hated. ESPN, he was always telling ESPN. The truth. He was ESPN. Always ESPN Plus.
Oh shit. Well, I think I already did my trial and I can't do another one. I don't know, but
$5 and cancel, homie. $5 and cancel.
I might do another one because I like the Pacquiao doing what most people won't do. I think he finally turned 40, and most people at 40, they ain't gonna have their gloves on versus no Matisse level opponent. I look at a Spence and I say, oh, is he gonna be 40 fighting a Matisse? No. Crawford, probably not. So shit. You know, respect to some rights. I can't wait to see that fight. I want to see if Pacquiao gonna tear his ass up, or if he gonna get beat up like the old man he is. I think he gonna tear his ass up, though. I think Matisse, I don't know what the hell he got himself into, because he ain't just no dude trying to lay on you. You gotta lay on Pacquiao at this point. He'll still whoop your ass while you do it. But yeah, make that Broner Ortiz fight, and I would love to see that shit. Like that's the type of shit a little simple boxing fan like me would take. But that's my call.
All right, brother. I like that. I like that matchup, man. Let's hope that the powers that be that tune into the show on their way to work, you know, they hear that and they put it in the mix. That's a good fight for Broner. Still a bit of difficulty there. and a great fight if you're Victor Ortiz, you know what I mean? Puts you back in the eyes of millions. Not that he doesn't draw millions, because remember, he did big numbers with Devin Alexander. But yeah, final thoughts. Do me. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm looking forward to the fight. I never had a problem with the fight. One thing is that I do have a problem with is, you know, a lot of people saying that Lucas is just going to truck Manny. And I'm going to be the one to say and pick Manny now by stoppage.
Whoa.
I feel like Manny. Manny's in a good place. He's been chilling in home base. It's not, you know, he has everything he needs, and he's been training for this fight.
Yeah, but he got rid of Freddie Rhodes, and he's with Boo Boy.
I mean, but he's in a good place, bro. I mean, he's not traveling around. He's going to be in that region.
What's Freddie Roach's background? Oh, he was a fighter. Oh, he's like an 8-time trainer of the year. What's Bube's background?
Listen, bro, there's new talent coming out every day. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, Boo is better than the, you know, 6-time trainer of the year. But, you know, talent, you know, he might be a talented guy and he knows what Manny wants. Manny has had enough experience in his life in boxing, period, that what else new could he possibly learn? So, to me, he's in a good place. He doesn't have to travel. Lucas is going to have to travel. So I think it's looking comfortable for Manny. Manny's going to win.
And just on the update, the picture that we're using here is posted 15 hours ago on Manny's official Instagram, and he's his sparring yesterday, and he said always ready. Also,
I do my best, but my best wasn't good enough.
Mike, get away.
I'm also picking Manny. I think it's a good fight for Manny because when you watch the last Lucas fight, he didn't really look that impressive. He looked sluggish, and I didn't really think that he's really back to his old self yet. And Manny just being Manny, man. I don't believe that he lost his last fight to Jeff Horn because that 10th to 11th round, man, he put it on that boy. But I'm going with Manny, and I'm really looking forward to the fight on July 14th, and I can't wait.
And I am your host, Ness GTO. Never really gave predictions this early. Kind of lets the cat out the bag, but I guess the obvious pick, right, or the bettors are going to be putting their money on Manny, and I think Manny takes it as well. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're hunting down on that 76,000 plus. We'll be back. There's a lot of reports coming out tonight. If you're a boxing fan, you really want to subscribe today and get these notifications. Why? Because, man, there's some big news. A lot of different avenues in which you can watch fantastic boxing. So if you're like me and you don't watch If you're like me and you don't watch baseball, basketball, football, cricket, what are those UK guys play? Darts.
Rugby.
You know, if you're strictly boxing, well, we have two announcement shows today. Two separate major promoters doing their own streaming. And it's out. It's official. Like, fights are on there. So, it's a lot. Again, hit that notification bell so that you know when we go live. Don't forget to head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice to become part of the army and be able to say that you're part of the backbone that keeps this engine going and receive rewards and special perks as well. So yeah, I mean, that's about it. We'll be back sooner or later.
One time, you guys can follow me on IG at Cross 1911.
All right. Well, there you go.